Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Have I got a treat for you today? Oh my goodness. Carlos Perdomo has a brand new CD out, Psalms, Prayers, and Songs. And I am featuring his music today and also an interview that I did with him about 4 or 5 days ago. You're going to love it. You're just going to love it. So stay with me and I'll be right back.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, that's Jonathan Sattel. He was just singing, Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel live. Gotta love that voice. Well, I got news for you. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael, Messianic Congregation. We are a fellowship of Jews and Gentiles that love Yeshua. That's how you say Jesus. We meet on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. We are at 1326 North Winton Road, and we would love to have you come out and fellowship with us. That's every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., 1326 North Winton Road. And while you're at our congregation, you're going to want to visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. They have CDs of all kinds of great Messianic recording artists, and you can get prayer shawls. We call them the Talit. Shofars, cards, jewelry, and lots of books about the Jewish holidays, especially books about how you can share the good news of Yeshua with your Jewish friends. The Fig Tree Bookstore is open right after service from around noon to 1 every Saturday, and also on Tuesdays from 1 to 7, Thursdays from 1 to 6. And if you are in Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo, or around that region, and you love Messianic music, you should visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They are at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and they meet every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Take it away, Jonathan.
Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim, shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom again. I love saying that. I wish you lots of peace today on Sabbath. Yes, indeed. Well, this is such a cool CD. I'm featuring music today from Psalms, Prayers, and Songs. Now, this first song is called We Are Yours, and it features Sharon Perdomo, Carlos's daughter.
We do. It's not about the things we say. It's all about you, Yeshua. It's all about you, Yeshua. It's not about people we know. It's not about the places we go. It's all about you, Yeshua. It's all about you, Yeshua. Just to walk day by day into
Wow, that just warms my heart. What a sweet voice. The daughter of Carlos Perdomo. That was Sharon Perdomo. All right, featuring songs from Psalms, Prayers, and Songs. I played this next one last week, but it's just so cool. I gotta play it again. No Greener Grass.
Truth leading by the moon around your neck. mine. Yeshua is the Son of God. Yeshua is the Lamb of God. He is the only way to God. Yeshua is.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome, Carlos Perdomo. Woo! All right. How about we take a little break here and recognize one of my sponsors, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect
it. This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Yes, goodbye back pain. And hello again, Carlos Perdomo. This is called Reckoning.
Many dreams were left. I fought against my flesh, all the scars my body has to show were all a test. All the things I lost along the way and the ones I never could achieve. If there is anything I've learned throughout the years, it's been the faith. In spite of all my fears. is better for than men to live under the protection of the God of Israel. For Yeshua is the only way for a man to get eternal life. Oh,
so beautiful. Love it. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings on 990 AM WDCX right here in Rochester and hopefully on the web all over the world. This is where you hear the best messianic music in town. And today I am featuring music of a brand new CD from Carlos Perdomo, Psalms, Prayers, and Songs. And you know what else? Long live Israel. Here's Carlos.
Long live Israel. From the time of Moses, Abraham and Joseph, through the endless signs of times, you waited to be born. And your chosen people wandered aimlessly, it seemed, through the cold of winter, through the heat of summer, bringing you 2,000 years of dreams. From the day they started till the Red Sea parted, through the 7 deadly plagues, somehow they stayed alive. There was something to believe in every heart and soul. They will find their homeland, it would be their homeland, just the way that heaven had foretold. Israel, they named you Israel, they blamed you, hear your promised land. Time of Moses, Abraham and Joseph, through the endless signs of times, you waited to be reborn. In the cruel and burning desert, you made a garden grow. I see palm trees swaying and your children playing, as it was promised long ago.
Amen. Amen. Long live Israel. Whew. Yeah, I'm loving that music. I hope you are too. Tell all your friends to turn the radio on right now, 990 AM or www.wdcxam.com. Well, I want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Oh, you know, there have been a couple of days we've had the air conditioning on. It's just going to keep getting warmer. Yeah. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They're a family-owned and operated business. They are so good about coming out when you call them. They don't make you wait for hours and hours. Their number is 585-889-889. 7840. They are the people that you want to call. I trust them so much. They love the Lord, and they're just really good people, and they're very good at what they do. Excellent air, heating, and cooling. Let's turn off the furnace and turn on the air conditioner. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. All right. Well, we already heard a song featuring Carlos' daughter, Sharon. Now here's one where his son, Carlos Jr., is going to be joining him. Ellie, Ellie.
After they had nailed him to the stake, they took his clothes among them and divided them, throwing dice. Then they sat down to watch over him. There, above his head, they placed that written notice of the charge. This is Yeshua, the King of the Jews. This is Yeshua, the King of the Jews. This is Yeshua, the King of the Jews. Then two robbers were placed on his right and on his left. From noon till 3 o'clock that afternoon, all the land was covered with darkness over there. Yeshua uttered a loud cry. Eli, lama sabachthani? Abba, tell me why you have deserted me. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? Wild bull's horns, I will proclaim your name to my kinsmen right there in the assembly. I will praise your
Wow. I was having a really hard time trying to figure out which one was Carlos Jr. and which one was Carlos Sr. Their voices are so similar. That's fantastic. Today I'm featuring songs from the new CD from Carlos Perdomo, Psalms, Prayers, and Songs. And right now we're going to hear about Europa Cafe. Changes in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? When a disaster occurs anywhere in the world, Israel is one of the first nations to respond. Because of terrorist attacks and wars, Israel is proficient in rapid response. Within days, Israel can install a field hospital that treats 500 patients per week. When asked why Israel gives so much when her own needs are so great, Israel responds that the Bible is clear. Like the Good Samaritan, when you see others in distress, you are not to walk by. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby. I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's contest time. It's time to win a coupon for bagels. Be the first person to call 222-2990. 222-2990. Tell me something. Which type of animal did Balaam ride? He came in riding on a blank. 222-2990. And listen to Gimme Bagels by the Schleps.
Gimme bagels tonight.
The number is 222-2990. And we have a winner. Woohoo! Okay, let's put them on the air. Shalom.
Hi, it's Megan. Do you remember me from Shema Israel? I'm Hector and Amy's daughter.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, goody, goody. So what's the answer, Megan?
It's donkey.
Yeah, that's right. All right. You're going to get the coupon for bagels, girl. Oh, congratulations. I'm so glad you called. And you are going to be blessed right now because an interview with Carlos Perdomo is coming up right now. But make sure that you stay on the line and that we have your address. Oh, he's got it, he says. All right, good. Thanks for calling, Megan. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Shalom, shalom.
On the radio now?
You're live on the air right now, girl.
What do I do?
You answered the question, so now we say shalom to each other, and you listen to the interview, and we send you the bagel coupon.
But as I'm talking, I'm not on the air still, or am I?
You are on the air right now, honey. But I'm going to say goodbye, so thank you for calling.
Oh, okay.
All right. Shalom.
Bye, shalom.
Shalom, dear. Okay, that was Megan. She got the answer right. Balaam came in riding on a donkey. And right now, here's an interview I did, I believe it was on Monday night, with Carlos Perdomo. Shalom, Carlos Perdomo. Welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, it's wonderful to reconnect with you. I've been playing your music on the air for a few years now and loving it, loving it, loving it.
Thank you so much. Toda rabba, toda rabba.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. I forgot how you say you're welcome in Hebrew. Do you know?
Bevakasha.
Bevakasha?
Bevakasha.
All right, yeah, that. Bevakasha. I better stick with English. So you have a new CD out, Psalms, Hymns, and Songs, is that correct?
Right.
Well, we're featuring your music today on the show, and I just want to know all about it. Like, how did you come up with the name, and are the songs yours, or did you find them? How did you find the songs? Let's talk about that.
Well, the title is basically what it is. It's basically the content of the CD, basically, because the you know, some of the songs are actually traditional. I don't know if the word is traditional, but these are Israeli songs, which are actually Psalms, you know, Psalm 147 and Psalm 127, that like Shir Lama'alot and Shavechi Yerushalayim, that have been sung by you know, in Israel and by the Jews for decades and decades and decades. And just like what happened with Rachem, right, with Mercy, these are songs that have been around for a long time, but they were never translated into English or Spanish. So that's basically what we try to do. But these are actual scriptures in Psalms. You know, I didn't know this because when I used to hear them, you know, I would hear them in Hebrew, and I didn't know the meaning until I found out, and it's just amazing. It's really beautiful, so that's why we thought, and some of the songs, as you heard already, are basically, you know, just songs that come out of our heart or what we feel, but based on the scripture, so that's why we decided to name it Psalms, Prayers and Songs, because some are actually like a prayer, something that we... Well, even if we take it out of the scriptures, it's like a prayer more than, you know, in the scriptures you can have a prayer or a declaration, you know, Adonai is great as a declaration or, you know, or something that you're hoping. So it's more like a prayer. And then songs, just like greener grass.
Yes.
That, I consider that a song, although it's based on Proverbs.
I was just going to ask you about that song, but I just want to make a correction. I said Psalms, Hymns, and Songs, and it's Psalms, Prayers, and Songs. So
yeah,
want to make sure I get it right. Yeah, I was going to ask you about the song No Greener Grass. That is so different from any other song I've ever heard you do. I almost fell off my chair when I heard that. Tell me about that song.
You're not the only one. I had a reaction before. Some people like it. Some people don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
Love it. Yeah, some people love it. Some gosh, I'm trying to remember how exactly it just came about. I think, well, the message that we are trying to give is that, you know, we humans, we always think, especially in a society like ours, you know, we always think, the day I get the job I want, the day I get the house I want, the day I get the wife I want, or the husband I want, or the car I want, or the career, whatever, that's the day I will feel fulfilled, or I will be happy, et cetera, et cetera. And I went through my phase in, you know, years and years ago where I always thought, as I was growing up, thinking, you know, by the time I get this, you know, I'll be so happy. I remember when I used to think, by the day I get my license, and I can drive, I'll die of enjoyment, you know? So, yeah, the first week it was something like this, but after a while it just becomes something. So we're always thinking that whatever our neighbor has is better, or the career that somebody else has is better, and it's not really. You know, if we have Yeshua with us and if we're doing the will of God, that's really our joy. So it always seems like the grass is greener on the other side. But in my experience, I achieved some of the things I dream about, and once I did, I realized that it was something else. I still felt empty. And nowadays, I can say that the only thing is the presence of God. He's doing His will, and His shalom is really what fills me up. So that's more or less the way that song came about. So I knew what the message was. I knew what I wanted to say, and I had in my head that what came was the kind of the hook, like they say, you know, the chorus. But when it was time to put the lyrics, then I thought, well, what better book from the Bible to get advice? Well, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. So that's what I went to.
I really like the words, and I like the message of the song, but I have to say I also really like the arrangement and the way your voice sings that song, because, I mean, you have one of those voices, I hope you don't mind me saying, but, you know, you're kind of a crooner. You know, it's a beautiful, melodious voice, and I'm not used to you singing the way you sang on that song, No Greener Grass, and I was like, wow! It just shows that you're very versatile and that God has given you a gift.
Oh, please, God, thank you very much for those kind words.
Oh, you're welcome.
I guess it's the rocker in me. I don't know.
I never knew. I was like, wow. So,
yeah.
What have you been doing besides writing songs and recording songs? And have you had a chance to travel more and share your music around the world? I hope so.
Well, not around the world as we want it so far, but we're waiting still for the Lord to open the doors for actually that to happen. But yes, around the country, yeah, we have been able to find more congregations and connect with more rabbis and members of the Messianic movement that have been amazingly wonderful to us, to me and my family, and they have embraced us, and we had amazing congregations that treated us very well. We, you know, we're full-time ministry, so anybody here and out there, you know, call us, and we would love to go to your congregation and lead worship together and worship the God of Adonai, and worship Adonai, the God of Israel.
Yes. For the listeners that are going to hear the program, what is the best way to reach you? Like, what is your website?
Well, they can go to my website, CarlosPerdomoMinistries.com. But I guess the easiest way would be either Facebook or phone or email. I don't know if I should give them now or...
You can, or they can email me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, and I can also put them in touch with you. It's totally up to you as to how much information...
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Now, for some of the listeners that have not listened to the previous broadcasts I had with you, if you could just give maybe a quick review of how you became involved in the Messianic movement, for those that don't know.
Right. Obviously, you know, we were believers in Yeshua, you know, Jesus, Yeshua, for quite some time. But because of my mother's, my grandmother's Jewish side, we were always, how can I say it, always aware of that. You know, my grandma always, she always tried to remind us of that and always keep that in mind. In all honesty, the family never paid attention to it. But around 2008, the Lord started doing something in my heart. I started feeling this longing for anything that had to do with Israel and Jewish people again. You know, something, I really don't know how to explain it, Ethel. I really don't. But it was like a fire in me, inside me, you know. And then I remember watching TV, and I remember one of the things that started stirring me incredibly powerful inside was watching the videos of what's the name of this? Is it Friends, Christians and Jews? You know, the ones that try to help and rescue a lot of the old Jews in Russia and all of those places. I remember seeing these commercials, and I mean, I would weep and weep and weep and weep. I don't know. I really don't know. Me and my family watching this. And one day I remember browsing YouTube, and I happened to find a song. I don't even remember how. Shalom Jerusalem by Paul Wilbur.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, and once I heard the song, same thing. I'm telling you, literally speaking, and I'm not exaggerating. Something hit me in between my chest, in between my stomach. I don't know what it was. Something just hit me, and it was never the same. And you know, we would with my family, my wife, my kids, who were so much younger then. This is in around 2008. And we would, you know, make the comments of, you know, and my kids would ask, oh, but what about your grandma, you know, a Jewish grandma, blah, blah, blah. We would talk about all these things. And then I started saying that I wanted to visit a synagogue, you know, just a regular synagogue. I just had this longing that I wanted to visit one. I just wanted to reconnect, or actually connect, because even though, you know, that my grandmother's family, they never tried to really connect to anything that was Jewish back then, because you need to understand that, you know, being from Central America, they were born in Nicaragua. Back then, you did not go out and announce that you had anything to do with anything Jewish, because people were literally, I mean, persecute you. So, you know, those things, you didn't make it that obvious, if you will.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I wanted to visit, and I just wanted to visit a synagogue. So one day I'm leading worship in a group in Sarasota, Florida, and this lady comes with her husband, and she's giving a powerful testimony. And while she's speaking, she's saying, and, you know, because, you know, I'm Jewish and this and that, and, you know, and then she's explaining this, but I believe in Jesus, Yeshua, his name is, so I'm hearing all these things. So at the end of the service, I asked her, I said, listen, this is wonderful. Tell me about this. And she told me who she was and the whole thing. And then I asked her. I said, you know what? I've been wanting to visit a synagogue. Can you, you know, direct me somehow? Can you tell me? She said, well, you know, you can go to a Messianic synagogue. And I said, what is a Messianic synagogue? I never heard of this, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there. I know that the Messianic movement, quote-unquote Messianic movement, for lack of a better, you know, calling it movement to me is really not, to me this is like the real, you know, how the, you know, what started 2,000 years ago, if you will. But anyway, for lack of a better title, a lot of people back in the 2005, 6, 7, 8, that I know, I never heard of any of this. I know that it's kind of exploding right now, and very fast. A lot of people are getting acquainted with this. But back then, so I asked her, what's a Messianic synagogue? She said, what? That's when, you know, Jews that believe in Yeshua as the Messiah. And I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. She said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to one next week, next Saturday. If you want to go, we can meet there. And she said, I said, yeah, where? she said, Shores David in Tampa. So we went, following Shabbat, we went, and it was never the, you know, my wife and I, we had an amazing experience that day, amazing. I wept and wept, and she did as well, and I remember coming back home in the car. In my heart, I was thinking, man, this feels like home. So then, in my mind, so then I turned to my wife and I asked her, so what, you know, what do you think about, you know, this congregation? And she goes, ah, it was just like going home. It was just amazing. So from then on, we just started congregating there, and Rabbi Steve Whaler and Robertson Pat just took us in and really helped us, you know, participate in music and everything. He has really gone out of his way to support us and guide us and help us in the Messianic movement. And to be honest, I mean, once we started just moving in, within this, well, it just felt home. It's like, you know, this is where you belong.
Oh, yeah. So, what about the rest of your...
It took too long to say, but, you know...
I'm sorry?
Sorry that it took too long to respond to that that answer, question, but that's really what...
Oh, that's, you know, fine. I'm glad you said what you said. I'm wondering, what about the rest of your family that had Jewish blood and Jewish roots? Did any of them care that you were now involved in the Messianic movement, or they just didn't care at all? Or,
to be honest, I thought, especially my mom, right? You know, I thought that that when they heard this and everything, that they were just going to react like I did, that the same thing that happened to me was going to happen to them. But I think what is happening to them is what happens to many people when anything Jewish or, you know, is mentioned, or the law or the Torah or the this or the that or the feast, you know, that your typical Christian, you know, their first reaction is, oh, whoa, 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 so what are you doing? What are you doing now? Are you going back to the law? Are you denying Jesus? You know, something like that. So my family has never said anything like that to me, but I have a feeling that is what's happening. But it is actually, you know, something is already happening in them. You know, one sister here, one sister there. That, you know, everything is funny because it starts like they say Yeshua, and then they start getting interested in the feast and things. So I really don't know why. I thought that all that side of the family was going to explode on this like me, but no, it didn't happen like that.
Not yet.
Not yet. Which exactly, not yet. I think it's taking its time because they have been, I guess, watching. You know, I guess they didn't want to say anything, but they were maybe watching us to see what it was that we were going to do. If it was something that was just something that was just coming and going, or if we were going to turn into something, I don't know really.
Well, plus your music, they've got to listen to your music, and I mean, they can see the changes in you. They can see how you and your wife and your children live, but especially the music. Music, as you know, reaches people in an amazing way.
Yes, absolutely, and you're absolutely right. That's what I think has done something with them. You know, I think it's just like you said it. And it's funny you say that because, you know, nobody knows me better than my own family. I'm hoping, you know, that they've seen a change. So it's a good testimony.
Well, I'm excited that you are obeying the Lord and using your gifts and talents to glorify His name. And I am really proud of you. I mean, as a singer and a musician myself, I really appreciate your music very much, and I appreciate the spirit with which you sing it and minister with it. And I'm just excited. So listeners, when you hear his music, you're just going to want to go to his website or contact me. You're going to want to scarf up all of his CDs. Carlos, you're going to run out of CDs, I declare it.
Thank you so much, Ethel. That's very kind of you.
You're welcome. Will I see you at the conference?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, really, because I have some engagements here that I already committed to for the next 2 or 3 months, so probably not.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't go last year, so, you know, you can't go every year, but I'm really excited, and I hope that you will keep in touch with me, and I feel so honored. I feel like, you know, the new music has come out hot off the press right here on Bagels and Blessings, you know. So
have you been able to listen to all the songs?
Yes, and I already played a couple of them on the air this past Saturday, and
Oh, thank you.
Oh, sure. I mean, the minute I got them, I downloaded them, and I was ready to put them on the air. So
they're different. That's for sure. You know, they're different. And what is happening is that, I don't know. We're trying to just react to what we feel the Ruach HaKodesh gives us. You know, some people get used to certain styles and rhythms, and you know, they see a singer or something. They you know, they imagine certain style or whatever. And when something really different comes, sometimes it's different to adjust. But you know, there's something for everybody, I guess.
Oh yeah. Personally, I believe that the more variety, the better the musician. So keep it coming.
Amen.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming back on the air with me, Carlos. And I pray a blessing over your family, and just please keep me informed of your prayer needs, and let me know what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. And I really want to thank you for always being there for us from the beginning and very supportive. You know, you're wonderful. And I don't know, hopefully we will see each other in person very soon.
I hope so too. God bless you, dear. Thank you so much.
And now, blessings, everybody.
Thanks. Shalom.
That was great. Okay, here's Carlos and his daughter Sharon with the Aaronic Benediction.
lift up this countenance on you and give you
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. I'll be back next week right here at 990 AM WDCX Rochester.